Fallen rocks in the Whittier Tunnel have caused the Alaska Department of Transportation to temporarily close it, cutting off road and rail links to the community. APRN's Josh Edge reports.
DOT spokeswoman Shannon McCarthy says two rocks fell inside the tunnel.
Like 4 feet by 4 feet at the largest, but still, you know, those are fairly heavy. And we don't want those falling down, much less in the road.
McCarthy says the discovery of the fallen rocks prompted a closer look from tunnel inspectors and geologists.
They determined there was a larger section of rock that had actually separated from the wall and needs to be removed.
DOT officials closed the tunnel to traffic until crews ensure the tunnel is stabilized. The section of rock needing to be removed from the tunnel is about 12 feet tall, 5 feet wide, and is estimated to weigh around 10 tons. McCarthy says similar incidents in the tunnel have happened in the past, the last one more than a decade ago. Rock slides outside the tunnel have prompted closures more recently. The closure cuts off road ties to Whittier and will also affect the railroad. But since passenger trains don't run to Whittier during the winter, Alaska Railroad spokesman Tim Sullivan says impacts have been minimal so far.
We've got a barge that's arriving today into Whittier that we want to get unloaded, and we're hopeful that they'll be able to get the tunnel open soon. We need to get our train, an actual train and crew down there to be working on that.
Sullivan says the railroad typically offloads barges once or twice a week in Whittier. It's unknown when trains will be allowed through the tunnel again, but DOT's Shannon McCarthy says its contractor will be working without stop until the repairs are made.
Doing the work as quickly as they can so that we can get a safe tunnel like we expect and reopen to the traffic so they can follow the regular tunnel schedule.
McCarthy says DOT anticipates allowing one lane of traffic in and one lane out per day until the work is complete. The tunnel closure is also affecting the Alaska Marine Highway, which has canceled the ferry Fairweather's Thursday sailing into Whittier. In Anchorage, I'm Josh Edge.
If you want to check the status of the Whittier Tunnel, go to tunnel.alaska.gov.